All right, I am excited. We are talking with Brittany Ward right now. She played here at UD from 2016 to 2020 with a 4.0 GPA, bachelor's degree in communications, then George Mason, master's in sports management, concentration in leadership, native of Indianapolis, fifth year on the staff here at George Mason, and director of recruiting second season. Welcome, young lady.
Thank you.
Very, very glad to have you. So, first of all, we'll talk about your time at UD. What are some of your fondest moments of your 4 years here?
Oh, wow. There are so many.
We have time.
Just to start off, UD is a community first fan base. I felt so supported here, but I would say my fondest memory is probably my senior year, winning the A-10 tournament on this court. When I got here in my first year, they won the conference and they won the tournament. And so that senior class just decided, like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to come in and leave how we were brought in. So winning that tournament championship on this court, crowd, fans, family, everybody in the building, that was probably my fondest memory here.
I know people, your teammates that you had, all spread out. Do you keep in contact with any of them?
Actually, yesterday I called them when we had shoot-around, and I'm like, this is so nostalgic. Like, I was able to see the locker room upstairs, and it just brought back so many memories. But I would say, like, we still have our group chat. Like, we text in the group chat. We're happy birthdays, congratulations, all those things. But I keep in contact most with Jordan, Wilmoth, Ariane Bradshaw, AB, as everybody may know her, Kyla Whitehead, and Shaquilla Fowler, Shaqie. So those are probably my main go-tos, but I'm in touch with everybody. Jenna Burdett, who's killing it at Tennessee right now, top 25 in the country team, second in the SEC. So I pretty much keep up with everybody.
Yeah, it was funny about Jenna. You know, Kim Caldwell had her baby, missed one game, so Jenna got to be the coach. Probably said, come on, coach, take a little bit more time off.
Yes, it was so good to see, though. Like, just playing with her, that's who she was. She was our leader. She kept everybody in check, and she held everybody accountable. So I'm not surprised to see Jenna coaching. I know she'll be a great head coach right now, just as she is a great assistant right now. So,
as we are doing this, the kids are filing in. It's Education Day here. Mm-hmm. I call it Screaming Kids Day. I just had to throw that in. So, you were participating in it, and you were saying that you see a lot of value in doing this other than just filling the stadium.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when I play, just being able to have these kids here, it makes you feel like you do this for something bigger than just basketball. Being able to be an example for young kids and allow them to see something for a greater good is always great. I think it's a great opportunity, not just for the kids, but also for the young ladies that are on the court. Like, you know, women's basketball is forever growing, and it's on an upward spiral right now. So just having these kids here cheering on, obviously UD, but I think they'll be cheering on both teams. I don't know if they actually know who they're actually cheering for, but I think it's a great opportunity.
You're exactly right. I kind of call this somebody goes to a foreign soccer game where there's just yelling at all times.
Yeah.
It's not when UD scores a basket. It's maybe when kids are hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hard to say. Okay, so second year director of recruiting. What does that entail? How has that changed since you've come up in the ranks from your time starting here at GW? GM.
Sorry. Yes, the wrong G. The wrong
the
George.
The wrong G by George, yes.
No, I think, obviously, it's something that I've always wanted to do. It's something that I am truly passionate about. I have a great staff. I also have a great support system in Demetria Frank, our recruiting coordinator. But, I mean, it obviously has changed a lot with the landscape that we are in. But I also think that it's a great opportunity for the girls. Like, for when they leave college, like, now we're setting them up to be able to buy a house. We're setting them up to be able to start businesses. We're setting them up to be able to brand themselves. So, I mean, obviously it's a great opportunity. The landscape has changed a lot since I was coming out being recruited, but I think it's for a better and a greater good.
So how challenging is it for you to recruit? Now, are you recruiting high school talent? Are you looking at the transfer portal, especially during the season?
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of both. Obviously, You lose some seniors here in this next couple months, and Malia Johnson and Awa Kamara, Jada Brown. But we're doing a little bit of both. I think that it is common to still recruit high school kids. I think you it's a little harder during the season just because we're in season, but I think we're doing both, and we're doing a great job at it. We're just trying to find a way to keep winning championships here at George Mason.
Are there rules during the season that you can't see high school kids? And how does that work? Because you're always with the team during the season. You try to get away for a quick trip to see somebody not too far that you're interested in?
Yeah, so, I mean, off days are not really off days for a recruiting coordinator or a director of recruiting. So this last bye week, we got out and we saw some of the high school kids. It's a little less common, but there's also great talent and a lot of games in the DMV area that go on. So that's right in our backyard. So we get out and see the high school kids, but it can be a little challenging during the season just because you have scout, you're traveling from place to place, especially in the A-10 conference. You're playing a game every 2 days, so it could be a little different, but we make time for it.
In your position, are you like, and I don't know if it's a dead time now, but when the transfer portal is open, are you looking at thing like every day, every hour, seeing who's out there because it changes just constantly?
Every day, every hour might be a stretch. I still got to make time for my kids that are here and be present in the moment for them. I think that we do get out in the transfer portal a lot. I think that we are looking, but I think that social media really helps that as well. So before I have to actually get in the transfer portal, I can actually look on social media because everything is posted these days. So we are in it. I wouldn't say every day, every hour. And I think that we are just trying to be where our feet are and continue to develop the kids that we have here right now and be there for them in this present moment.
So you graduate from UD. What was the connection to actually become associated with George Mason?
So it was actually really funny because I came out during COVID. So the NCAA tournament was canceled that year. I knew I wanted to coach. I didn't really know how to go about it. So I just started emailing everybody in the country, really. Hey, I'm trying to get in the business. I will volunteer, whatever position you have open. And there was somebody by the name of Angel Whetstone who really helped me. She knew of George Mason. She knew of Coach Blair Lewis and her staff, and she put me in contact with Coach Chandler McCabe, who is now a head coach at Robert Morris. And it just so turned out that Chandler McCabe played for Shauna Green at Providence, and she was her assistant then, but Chandler was the player then. And then it just became a full circle moment. One of my teammates in high school actually played for the staff at Bethune-Cookman University. So it was like a match made in heaven. It was just meant to be at that point, and I haven't looked back since.
Networking connections, very important in all businesses, but I think you just gave us a great example of how it works.
Yeah.
So you have a couple of first-teamers on this squad,
yeah.
And it feels like, at least to Dayton folks at Harrison Walton, have been here 48 years. They're going to be here at least one more.
Yep.
Give us the story on were they a package deal, or how were they recruited?
Actually, they weren't. Za is a redshirt junior, so Vlad came the year before Ken. We actually recruited Za when we first got here, and that is actually when Coach McCabe was the recruiting coordinator. But Za was so quiet when she came on her visit. She'll tell you, she would be like, I don't know that I could see myself coming this far away. And then she got on campus, and she was like, it was an immediate family. She's funny, she's smart, all those things on top of being a great basketball player. And then Kennedy Harris is just somebody that we went and saw. She's Virginia, and we were actually going to see another kid play, and we saw Kennedy, and we were like, we gotta have her. And so we got her on campus, and Ken actually ended up committing on her unofficial visit, which was really, really cool because she was one of the top players in the country at that time, playing for the Fairfax Stars, and she had plenty of offers and plenty of places she could go, and she chose family over anything. And so that was just a blessing to have, and I think it's been a blessing to have both of them on the team and be able to coach them as well.
So we are at halftime. A couple more questions for Brittany Ward, who played for the University of Dayton and is now director of recruiting with George Mason. Do want to talk about a couple of other of your players. I don't want to sell them short, but I like a lot of Lewis Volker's game.
Yeah.
She averages 7.5, but I tell you what, all the pop, deservedly so, goes to Harris and to Walton.
Yeah.
But Volker does a little bit of everything.
She
Your
does.
Thoughts?
Yes. Lou is our glue player. Lou is going to do anything that it takes to win the game, and then she's going to hit some shots along the way. Lewis is very vocal on and off the court, and she keeps the team afloat, like everybody else, but she's been here, she's been through it. I think she was a great get for us out of the transfer portal, as you talked about, from Missouri State, but she's originally from the Virginia area, Percival, Virginia, to be exact. So she decided to come home, and we're super excited about it, but player, and she deserves just as much pub as Zahir Long and Kennedy Harris.
And finally, Maryam Motang,
yes.
Freshman of the week, 8 points first half against Richmond coming on. Mm-hmm. What was her recruiting story?
Yeah, Mary's recruiting story was kind of the same as Kennedy's. She recruited, committed on her unofficial visit to George Mason. We kind of got in on her late, but once she came on campus and she was able to interact with the staff, she felt our family spirit, and she is very fearless. Just a kid that, you know, comes out on the court and competes every day. She wants to win. She's competitive, and she's also from that DMV area. And as we know, the DMV has that competitive spirit every night. Every night, any night, you could be beat in the DMV, and it's just the same as it is in the A-10. So she knows what it takes to win. She's a champion through and through, and she's competitive.
That's our halftime with Brittany Ward. We return to courtside.